You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho's oil and gas industry continues to spark interest, concern, and controversy, especially in Payette County. Natural gas was discovered in southwest Idaho back in 2010, and since then, gas wells and one oil well have been built. Well, now those wells are changing hands again. The new owner wants to put past issues of transparency and underpayments by the first owner behind him. Rocky Barker is a special correspondent to the Idaho Statesman, and he's been covering this story, and he's joining us in studio. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so set the stage for us and start with Alta Mesa, which is Idaho's history from 2010 to 2018.
So Alta Mesa, there was a company called Bridge who actually discovered the oil, the gas. And Alta Mesa, Richard Brown was this local guy who started buying up leases, and he bought out Bridge along with Alta Mesa. So Alta Mesa took over. They had the money. They built all the infrastructure, and they also were the people who really made people mad because they wrote—
That's never good.
Yeah. I mean, they came in, they wrote all— We in Idaho didn't know a first thing about oil and gas. None of our legislators, nobody. And so they came in and wrote the legislation totally to their favor. And over time, they were found to have been underpaying people. They had issues of transparency that other companies couldn't know what's going on. And but then outside of the state, they went bankrupt. And so once they went bankrupt, just like Bridge had done before, another company, High Mesa, which was some of their people, took it over last year. And now they sold it out to Mr. Brown, Richard Brown, who lives up in Sun Valley. And he and his cousin, Weiser Brown is the name of the company, Chris Weiser, they basically are heading the Snake River Oil and Gas Group.
So the real issues with landowners and neighbors with Alta Mesa was this issue of transparency, but also underpayment.
That's right. They were charging people who owned the leases for transporting the gas from the wells down to their station, you know, their processing plant near Highway 30. So that was found to have been, you know, that's not what the leases said. The leases said that the owner shouldn't have to pay any of that.
So here we are today, and this company, as you mentioned, it's called Snake River Oil and Gas Group. They now have a controlling interest in those wells?
That's right.
Okay, and this is, Snake River is Richard Brown's company.
That's right.
So who is Richard Brown? We know he lives in Sun Valley, but who is he?
Well, Weiser Brown is a company in Arkansas, and he and his cousin had been in business for a long time. He actually lived in Houston and had, like many people, a summer home in Sun Valley.
Had a second or third home in Sun Valley.
Yes, yeah. And of course I say summer home, but Richard likes to ski and he flies, and he's pretty much now spending most of his time in Sun Valley, in part because of all of this stuff.
But having lived in Houston, I mean, there is at least, I would assume, a background in oil and gas.
That's right. His family, they've run a company. They've got a company. They've got leases. I think Chris might actually be a commissioner in Arkansas. And so, you know, they have a reputation. It's separate from the reputation of Alta Mesa. The challenge is that as a a minority interest, he's had to support many of Alta Mesa's things.
Okay. So talk about that. He had a minority interest in Alta Mesa since, what, 2010-ish?
Yeah, since they took over. He came in as a minority owner of that. And he, you know, as critics have said, he brought Alta Mesa to Idaho. So he has to overcome that in his efforts to try to – he wants to reset the relationship with Idaho. But because of his ties to Alta Mesa – he still has some challenges on that from, you know, some of the legislators over there, from the leaseholders, and a group of people. There's two wells. What's going to happen here pretty soon is he's hoping to get the pipeline for their Willow Creek processing plant tied into the two wells that are actually right in Fruitland. And the neighbors in Fruitland are not very
not too happy
about it, no. And so that's going to be the first thing that's going to happen. And they're going to go through, they're going through what they call a spacing hearing. That it's too technical to explain.
Yeah, we don't need to get into all that.
But the bottom line is that's the one of the processes we're going to see where people are going to clash.
We're talking with Brocky Barker. He's a special correspondent with the Idaho Statesman. And we're talking about the future of oil and gas production here in Idaho. So you actually had the opportunity to talk with Richard Brown. So what I'm curious about is, did it come up at all about this minority interest? Because in many people's minds, it probably doesn't matter that he didn't have a lot of say in Alta Mesa being a minority stakeholder in this, because he was still part of Alta Mesa.
Yep. So I did talk to Richard, and I've gotten to know Richard pretty well over the last 10 years. And he clearly has a separate identity from Alta Mesa. But the problem is when they did, a couple of years ago, the legislature said, this is it. We're going to completely rewrite our oil and gas laws. And they, you know, those were now done pretty much the way that the locals wanted them done. And Richard opposed that. Of course, he was working on the side of his partners in this, you know, in the deal. And so that's where it, you know, but I will say this about Richard is he is personally much more transparent than they were at Alta Mesa. He's trying to be as open as he can. And, you know, I think, you know, we'll all have to see what he can do.
So what about mending fences with neighbors? Did you talk about that, especially when you mentioned what's going to potentially happen in Fruitland? And if people in Fruitland are upset about this, how do you mend those fences?
Well, I don't think that they're going to completely be able to mend those fences in Fruitland, in part because those people just don't want those oil wells in Fruitland. But they're there now, and they're going to have to deal with it. And, of course, they might want to put in more wells. I don't know. I think, though, the people that they've got a lawsuit right now, a class action lawsuit, and, the, you know, he says he wants to settle that or, you know, go to mediation and get it over with. You know, if he can get that resolved, and then a separate dispute with the people who own the only oil well in Idaho. And if he could do that, it would go a long way towards, you know, rebuilding his relationships with people in the state.
What about landowners? Do they has their confidence changing with Brown?
Well, the landowners that that matter the most are the people who own the mineral rights and the land. You know, there haven't been a whole lot of people who don't own any mineral rights who've been affected right at the moment. But over time, that's going to be an issue. And it's clearly an issue in things like over in Eagle, people have been very concerned because there's a lot of mineral rights that have been purchased by Alta Mesa there. And those folks are very skeptical of the possibility of oil and gas development coming to here to Ada County. And they, you know, they, as much as any group, are against and skeptical about oil and gas development.
So what happens next? What is the next step in this saga?
Well, I think really the next step is getting these pipelines built and getting through this what they call integration spacing process. And I don't know how long that's going to take, but that's going to come up here in the next month or so.
It's always good to talk with you. I want to thank you for coming in today. We've been talking with Brocky Barker. He's a special correspondent to the Idaho Statesman, speaking about the future of Idaho's oil and gas industry. Thanks so much, Brocky.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.